Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we have 30,000 federal workers in Kansas City. We are actually a major, major hub when it comes to federal employees, and we are getting close to having a record federal government shutdown. It means a lot of those employees have been furloughed and don't know what to do now, given how long this may go. We have a special guest with us maybe to help us out.
Barbara Gullin is joining us, and I'm trying to hit the button there. Hold on. 12. There. Figured it wouldn't go.
It's hey, such Barbara, a complicated system.
BG Wealth Advisors, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to be on and hope that I can shed some light or maybe a little bit of hope for some people out there.
Let me ask first, how many of your current clients are you hearing from that are nervous and having trouble?
We've heard from a few of our clients. I work with a lot of people who have, a lot of my federal employees have retired or took that voluntary retirement earlier in the year. The ones that have already retired are not seeing an interruption to their pension, but like you guys are talking about leading in, about 700,000 federal employees are furloughed. Another roughly 700,000 are the ones that are having to report to work and are not getting paid right now. The furloughed people can file for unemployment. The people who are still working but not getting paid cannot.
That's a crazy.
Yeah.
that's just, yeah.
And we always hear you should have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved. For most people, that is not something that you can comfortably do unless you cash out your 401k or something like that. For a lot of federal workers, that's also just not a reality. It's not like they're getting paid, six figures all over the place. So what's a more real, what is a more realistic first goal for someone who has never had an emergency fund? Like where would you even get started with that?
I would say your first goal is going to be to actually write down what your expenses are. A lot of people underestimate how much they spend, especially since a lot of people don't use cash a whole lot anymore. You guys were talking about that last week. It's really easy to just swipe a card and not realize how much money is going out the door. My advice to people when they don't have an idea of what's going on is to look back to 3 or 6 months worth of bank statements and actually categorize everything and where that money is going. From there, the first milestone is always to save $500 to $1,000. But if you're already in this situation, it's a little bit too late for that. For federal employees, there's a couple of different ways they can go. A lot of the federally affiliated credit unions and banks are offering no interest loans for anywhere between $3,000 and $10,000, depending on the institution, that can help bridge the gap right now.
Yeah.
The other thing they can do is take a loan from their thrift savings plan. that loan will have a lower interest rate than it will if you go get something akin to a payday loan. Thrift Savings right. Plan is the federal government's version of a 401k.
Okay.
Let's say you had a mortgage that was due on Saturday or rent that was due on Saturday. Are banks and our landlords being flexible a little bit right now? And are there alternatives? Because we don't know how long this is going to go on.
Right.
If we hit December 1st and we're not out of this yet, and now we're several months in and that's more money, then what can people do?
At that point, first of all, some banks and landlords are trying to be flexible about it, but it starts to trickle down. They have bills to pay too, especially if you're if you're renting from not a big company like an apartment, but you're renting from somebody who owns a rental property. There's only so long they can go without paying their expenses as well. You then have a remedy of either with your mortgage company seeking out a forbearance agreement, which can add the missed payments onto the end of your loan, or you can work out a repayment plan where you don't pay for the 2 months, let's say hypothetically, that you don't pay. They then go back and adjust your payment and you make up those two payments over like a year and pay a slightly higher mortgage payment through then. Most of the federal employees who are furloughed and who are working without pay technically should get this money back when the government reopens. There was a law passed in 2019 that in President Trump's first term he signed saying that federal employees would be paid that back pay. However, the Office of Management and Budget, who actually is like the checkbook for the government, came out today and said that when the government reopens, that Congress is going to have to specifically include wording in that legislation to appropriate money for that back pay for federal employees.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It's really getting messy here.
Yeah, well, because that was my next question was going to be when it reopens and they get a big lump sum, what should they do with that money? But now there's a chance they might not see it for even longer, or maybe not see it at all.
Right now, everybody is using this as a bargaining chip, which really stinks. Yep. And it's a misnomer to think that they're going to get all of that money back at once when. In the past, the federal government has shut down and the people have had to work without pay. It doesn't come in as one great big check that's like, oh, you missed two paychecks. Here they are. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to, in the words of an employee that I was talking to, trickles in a little bit at a time as the different appropriations are passed. And unless you are watching every little deposit that goes into your account, there's really no way to tell if they even got everything back to you that you owed.
Barbara, do me a favor, and I'm thinking about my budget or think about somebody's budget, sure. And you're having to make decisions about what has to be paid first. Car loan, maybe child support, credit card payments, mortgage, utilities, and you're thinking, I need to prioritize this list in terms of what's going to get paid this month and what I can put off for a few months. Do that for me a little bit.
The big four are housing, utilities, transportation, and food. Now, if you have a mortgage and you're not paying rent, you've got a little bit of wiggle room. If you go 30 days delinquent on your house payment, it's going to ding your credit a little bit. But most mortgage companies don't start the foreclosure process until you're 90 days delinquent. The best thing that you can do is communicate with your mortgage holder. Let them know what's going on. Like I said, there are a lot of banks and mortgage companies out there that know that this is coming, and they will work with you to try to come to a resolution that works for everybody. Naturally, when we get behind on bills, the first thing we want to do is hide. Instinctively, I'm going to tell you to go against that and to communicate with people proactively. credit cards are probably going to cut off your credit card usage as soon as you've missed that payment. It's just a fact of life. But when we're prioritizing these expenses, you want to keep the utilities on. You want to make sure that you can get to and from wherever you need to go. So find a way to make the car payment or talk to your lien holder with the cars. They often repossess a lot faster, yeah. Usually like within 45 days. You want to keep food on the table. So, you know, we're prioritizing transportation, utilities, food. Then comes the house payment, all of the streaming services and the non-essentials are things that if you haven't already put them on hold, it's time to put them on hold.
I just, this is not these people's faults. No. And they're the ones that stand to have their credit ruined
Yeah. And I hate that we have to have these conversations about it. Well, but unfortunately, a lot of these agencies sent out furlough notices to the people that are already furloughed, telling them that this furlough is going to extend until November 29th. By law, they have to give an employee 30 days notice of a furlough. They can't do that right now because they're not actively working.
Yeah.
So they are basically notifying employees in 30-day increments that, yep, you're furloughed.
Oh, my God. I'll just ask this, and maybe it's being too Pollyannish and optimistic of me. Do you ever see a day where, I don't know, when the government shuts down, the federal employees will get paid just like how federal judges and congressmen and the president still get paid?
Congressmen get paid. Federal judges do not. Once the judicial department goes through their reserves, they're working without pay as well.
Okay. Well, then fine. Then even worse, then only congressmen, the people responsible for this, get paid. Do you see that ever changing?
Unfortunately, I don't. Yeah. To make those changes, you have to have people in Congress actually pass a law to amend the Constitution to say, hey, if the government shuts down, you congressmen, it's your job as negotiators to reopen us again. So you have to stay in session. You do not get to leave chambers. We are rolling out the cots and putting vending machines in the back of the chamber so that you can get something to eat or drink until you come to this resolution. Either two-thirds of the members of Congress have to propose an amendment to the Constitution, or two-thirds of the states in the United States have to come to a resolution that where they are calling a constitutional convention.
Yeah.
And if we call a constitutional convention, it's not just one amendment. Everything is on the table at that point.
God, I can't even imagine.
And it would also, they would never be on board with it anyway, because that would take the bullets out of the gun as far as their negotiating tactics are concerned. They want it to hurt. They want people to be miserable so they can blame the other side for it. Barbara Golan of BG Wealth Advisors, thank you so much for giving us some very
good news,
some very actionable news, but also for further frustrating me and Jamie and the entire listening audience with the information that you had
today.
I
agree. I'm just as frustrated as you guys are. Yeah. Honestly, I hope we don't have to come back and talk about this again. But if it goes on,
absolutely,
I'll be here.
Yeah, we will definitely be in touch. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks.
All right. For joining us. Your call would imply that we just asked for a call. But anyway, that...
Because I sit here going, you know, as we talk about like the big four things that you need to pay first, what if you just don't have the money? Or you have that money for 1 month, but we're in this position again. I mean, it's conceivable this goes...
Jamie, it's their fault for not saving up. I mean, come on.
Wasn't it air traffic controllers that got us out of the last one?
That they're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, they're going to have
to do it
again.
They're going to have to do it again.
Yep.
Because what are you going to do, fire all of them?
Right.
Like Reagan did. He did that at one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he did it at once. And that was in the 80s. People weren't flying as much. Mm-hmm. Good luck doing that again. All right, coming up, are you on your phone too much? You want to...
Aren't we all?
Find a way to, if nothing else, build muscles while you're on your phone? Then you should buy this new phone case because that'll solve a lot of your problems. We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who amongst us is not on our cell phones too much? You and I both are, although work is kind of an excuse for us a little bit. Well, it's not an excuse. It's a valid reason.
It's a valid reason, yeah. But it's also, let's be honest, you could probably do the job even if you weren't on your phone all the time.
We could do it more efficiently.
Yeah.
Just set aside a certain amount of time to do it.
I think we're just getting to the point with phones where we're starting to recognize they're an addiction, mm-hmm. but not treating them regulatorily like an addiction, because this is like the same thing people used to do. Oh, I smoke high filter cigarettes.
Right.
And then I keep adding like more filters to it until eventually I'm barely getting any product at all. So a neuroscience startup has created a 6-pound smartphone case that is so heavy and cumbersome to use that it should limit most people's screen time by around half. You know, smartphone cases are usually light and slick by design, but Matter Neuroscience decided to go the opposite way, creating perhaps the heaviest and chunkiest phone case money can buy. There was a purpose to their madness, however, as they were trying their best to create the most inconvenient smartphone case in order to make the handheld phone as difficult to use as possible. The stainless steel phone case weighs a whopping 6 pounds, heavier than a 16-inch MacBook laptop. So, right there, and consists of two separate pieces that screw together around the phone. If you look at the picture of this thing, this is a weapon.
I don't even know what to compare this to. Weirdly, it looks to me like when it's been a while since I've been to the bank. When you go to the bank, they have those tubes.
Yep.
That go shh, and they go. That's to
the
me
pneumatic
that's
tubes?
Yeah, the yeah. shape of that.
They said they were inspired by the Black Diamond phone of the 1980s, which they're just making it look like a chunkier, big old 80s cell phone kind of with the case. It doesn't fit in your pocket. It becomes incredibly hard to use the more you check your phone. It's this physical fatigue that naturally reminds the user to put their phone down unless you're at a gym and you start using it as barbell. So look, like I said, this seems to me like we are recognizing, wow, this is a problem. And here's a startup who's going to make it harder for you to use your phone, but we refuse to do anything about it. There's not going to be any regulation. There's not going to be limits. There's not, hell, I'm not even saying the government needs to step in and start, I don't know, telling Apple people can only use their phone 6 hours a day. But for the love of God, could we at least investigate the algorithms that create the addictive properties when it comes to our phones, especially when it comes to our kids using YouTube or YouTube Kids and sneaking off with an iPad? And where did he go? I don't know. He's up in his room. What's he doing up there? What do you think he's doing?
The most annoying thing about this, number one, it's completely impractical. No one's going to use this.
Yeah, no.
Because you also can take it off your phone. But it doesn't fit in your pocket. It doesn't fit in your purse. It doesn't fit. That's the biggest pain in the neck about that, is that it just doesn't fit anywhere that's convenient.
I tried so hard, and I have a phone safe that I can put my phone in. Next to my gun safe. Then I put my phone, I don't get them confused.
Everything
is a safe. I try to use it. I do. But also, it's the angel and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil's like, you don't need to put it in there tonight. I mean, there's a football game. You want to like read all the stats and see all the all 22 breakdowns? You want to see that? Come on. What do you got to go to bed listening to? You need to listen to a YouTube channel on your way to sleep. So if you're not listening to that, what are you going to do? You just going to lay there being bored? Come on, buddy.
913-586-7798. What would work for you? What would it take? I'm thinking about things that would be done to your phone. Like, you start off at 100% battery life and you can't recharge it until midnight or something, you know, something so that you get a set amount. It won't reach, like, you can plug your charger in. It will only charge from midnight until 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And so you get a certain amount of time and then that's it.
That's I guess shorter battery life would be one way to do it. And it would take forever, or maybe just make it so that it charges slower.
Yeah.
Right.
Because especially if you're doing video like we do YouTube all the time, that burns through your battery a lot faster than a lot of other stuff.
But you know what? What people would do is like they just get another phone.
Yeah.
Or they'd be on their laptops. Because it's not just the phones. The phones are a good scapegoat for this because they're mobile. It's easy to take them with us everywhere we go. But I use my laptop most of the time when I'm at home. There's lots of times I put my phone upstairs, like when I get home to charge, and then I'm just on my laptop. Because with a MacBook, I get all of my text messages through my MacBook. I prefer typing on that than I do on my tiny little phone. And as far as our work and stuff is concerned, I just do all that on my MacBook.
Yeah, I don't because I keep one laptop for here and that just goes in my backpack and it never really comes out of my backpack. And I have a different laptop at home that's connected to a lot of stuff that I never disconnect. So it is my phone that goes with me. And then there's a TV in the spare bedroom, and then there are smart TVs that I can use if necessary. I'm thinking like make it good. If we can't do battery life, then, you know, the little brightness setting on the side, I've accidentally turned that on dark a couple of times and I've not been able to figure out what the problem was.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I see the screen? Make it go dark at a certain time or after a certain amount of usage a day.
Maybe we should weaponize children in this respect, and like teachers need to tell their kids, hey, when you go home today, go up to your mom when she's on her phone and say, hey, mom, can you play with me? Could you just for 1 minute, could you put the phone down and just play with me? And then if they don't answer, then call them on the phone and be like, I guess this is the only way we can talk.
That's going to work during the day. But what about after the little kiddo is in bed?
Then that's when you get the phone. But during the day, there you go. From the text line, a doctor telling me sleep and anxiety wrecked my life because of my phone scared me straight. I've had doctors tell me that too. It's not working.
You're talking to people here who don't sleep ever. But aware that our phone is the problem.
To be fair, one of the reasons I'm in radio is because I couldn't sleep when I was a kid and I would stay up all night listening to the radio. So it's not, I don't know that the phone is the issue. It's information. That's the issue.
It's we're bored.
Yeah.
You don't want to sleep.
I can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I start going crazy and I know me, I'll get up and try to do stuff when I'm bored. I can't just go to sleep because I'm bored. That's not in me.
Yes. I understand.
From the text line, seeing a detailed report of how many hours I spent scrolling in a year, like you spent 30 days of your life on TikTok, would freak me out. They always do those end of the year things.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work because they always have these end of the year things for Spotify, and YouTube does them now too. And it's like, you watch this many. And people are proud of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, this is the, this is, I spent 30 days listening to this podcast, or I listened to 5,000 Taylor Swift songs over and over again.
I am, the only thing I'm trying to get better at, and I, this is nothing to be proud of, but instead of just being at home and having the TV on and on my phone, can I commit to one or the other? Can I commit to the TV and not be looking at my phone? Can I just be on my phone and not be looking at the TV? This weekend I watched, I'll never think of the name of it, the one about the nuclear war, the new one that's out that Catherine Bigelow directed. Why can I not think of the name of this thing?
Dynamite.
House of Dynamite.
House of Dynamite.
Yes. Yep. I watched that yesterday because I was couch potato yesterday, and I actually put my phone down. And all I did was watch that movie. And it was mad. I didn't need to go on to movie database and find out, you know, the last thing that whoever was in.
The closest I get to that is during Chiefs games. I'm heavily invested. But the problem is then I'm getting a bunch of people texting me. And I also want to see, like, on Twitter what people are saying. So that's during commercial breaks. The closest you get to it anymore is watching a movie with your family, because then I can't, because they'll yell at me if I get on my phone. Going to a movie, because it's so verboten to be sitting there on your phone. You can't open it up. I got, Katie was pregnant with Finn, and Henry and I, she was about to burst, and Henry and I went to go see a movie, and I was expecting, like, at any moment, her to text me saying, like, hey, come on, it's happening. And I got a text from her. I opened it up. The movie hadn't even started. It was during previews. And some guy behind me yelled at me about having my phone out. Excuse me, do you need to have that out? And I was like,
wow.
Buddy, my wife's about to give birth. So, well, then you should be with her. I was like, yeah, sure. You know, I shouldn't do anything because my wife's. If you had ever touched a woman, then maybe you would feel differently about it.
Was the text that she was in labor?
No, it was just, it was her saying, can you bring, like, pick something up on the way home? But still, like, I was still expecting at any moment her to text me saying that.
Yeah.
It was a Marvel movie, too. It wasn't like, oh, we're watching some cinematic achievement. It was just a goofy Marvel movie.
Who says that during the previews? And who says that, like, the first time somebody pulls their phone out?
Yeah.
If you've been on your phone a lot
during the movie,
then I might have said something.
And I have the light going and or I'm talking. I've literally been at theaters where somebody's talked on their phone, like, answered the phone, like, no, I'm just at a movie. What's up?
Yeah, no.
That person should be slapped upside the head. Anyway, I started charging my phone in the kitchen overnight instead of the bedroom. No phone in the bed cut my doom scrolling in half.
But what do you do when you're bored? Yeah. When you're laying in bed and you don't know what to do, what do you, then what?
Stare at the ceiling until you go to sleep. That's not how my brain works. It's just not.
Yeah. I, with the dog still with me and the dog snores, a lot of times it is very calming to me to just lay there and listen to the dog sleep or listen to the dog snore. I'll do that.
I do love that.
Yeah.
Like my Gordon sleeps in our bedroom and he wasn't there last night. I realized that. And I didn't sleep very well. He decided to go to Henry got up and got chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. And so Gordon needed to leave the room to see what that was all about. And then wound up in Henry's room. I would delete every app with an endless feed and force myself to use the browser instead.
It's just for what we do. That's just inefficient.
Well, it's not only that. I get it that you don't want to be scrolling constantly on Twitter or TikTok or whatever, but you can still do that on a browser. You can still do that on a laptop. Yeah. I don't know. 913-586-7798. Ironically, we're asking you to text us to tell us how you can kick your phone habit, how you can downgrade it a little bit. And why don't we take this more seriously? I think that this is actually incredibly destructive. Mm-hmm. And because there's no immediate health symptoms from it, we don't take it as seriously as we did smoking or drinking. Mm-hmm. But man, I think there's a whirlwind coming for this as far as how we're raising our kids, how our kids are being raised, and we're just not ready for it.
And the health dangers to our sleep, that's real.
Yep.
And we're learning so much about how not sleeping is bad for your health. Yeah, early Alzheimer's. I mean, pick a thing. It's really bad for you. Yeah. And we still won't give in.
913-586-7798. More coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One idea for how to spend less time on your phone is to buy this 6-pound phone case that doesn't fit in your pocket or your purse or your briefcase or anything that you carry. That's just going to annoy you and you're just going to take it off.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not going to work. But what would work to get you off your phone?
I'm wondering if we get to a point, if anybody could just not have a cell phone anymore. I don't know that I could. I would like to believe that I could, but I don't have the willpower to not have one. And I know that I would be, it wouldn't change my life at all if I didn't have it. Like, granted, my phone is basically the key for my car, but I also have cards that they give you those cars to get into them in case the phone's dead. So I don't need it. Yeah. I could drive back and forth to work without it. And yet, there's no way in hell I'm leaving my phone behind, and I don't know why.
Especially here, because, I mean, you get in, you're immediately on a computer.
Yeah.
So why do you need it here?
When was the last time you didn't have a cell phone?
I got my first phone in college, so that would have been 1998.
98, so you've had a cell phone since 98?
Yeah, since.
Same around then. It was when they started coming out with family plans.
Yeah.
My mom got us on a family plan and I had like a Nokia whatever. The last time I didn't have a smartphone was 2012.
I have to think about that.
We had a brick phone from Verizon.
Oh, I had those. Yeah.
It had like a push out keyboard thingy on it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I was late to the smartphone party a little bit because I never had a BlackBerry. I went straight from the T9 days to something with buttons, but it wasn't I miss buttons.
BlackBerry was a smartphone, though.
I don't think I ever had a BlackBerry.
Oh, you never had one? Okay.
No. So what came between T9 and then after BlackBerry?
I don't know. The physical keyboard.
Okay. So that's probably, that maybe is what I had.
Well, BlackBerry had a physical keyboard. That was kind of the thing for it. I don't know. I hate them. And I know that the way we're talking about them is the same way people were talking about addictive substances, that we just we knew the dangers of because the physical ailments were apparent easily. Mm-hmm. And I think because this is more of a psychological thing mm-hmm. and because the sleep damage and everything like that won't show up until later in life with dementia and all those other issues, we're just not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of a hidden danger.
A couple things they suggest is to turn off notifications.
Okay.
Because then you're less, then you're not reaching for your phone all the time. It's not going off. They suggest at least then put your phone away for part of the day, mm-hmm. like in the morning, on the weekends, or for a few hours every day.
Okay. Good luck.
Like if you're outside doing stuff.
If I'm walking, I'm listening to YouTube videos.
Oh, for sure. I'm taking it with me when I'm
walking.
If
I'm sitting around, I'm either on, you know, on social media, or I'm reading the news, or I don't know. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Sterling in Platte City. Hey, Sterling.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hi.
The phone thing has got a big thorn in my side. I'm 73 years old, and you know, I grew up without a phone on my hip. And I can't imagine these days being a young person, you know, an adolescent, a child, and trying to grow up without fear of missing out, what's going on. And then parents are the same thing, you know, with on their phones and the social media. You'll see whole families in restaurants not talking to one another, everybody on their phone. And it breaks my heart. I go to the YMCA and I'm sitting in very intimate situations where I'm in the hot tub or the sauna, and people, they got their phones, they're messing with their phones and stuff, and then they wonder why they can't make friends. You know, it's making people, and I don't mean to make this sound bad, but it's making people socially retarded.
Whoa. You know? Yeah, I get it. Dump that real quick.
Don't say that word.
Yeah, I can't
anymore.
Say that word on the air. Sorry, Sterling. I know what you're saying, and appreciate your call, but we can't say that word on air. I think that he's correct in saying that it is making us less social, though.
Yes, we are socially inept.
Yeah,
is the word that I will.
The problem we have is, and I tie everything together. You know, we were just talking about the shutdown. You have a universe of people who agree with you mm-hmm. on your phone. You know, you join your little groups, you join your little cliques, and you join your little subreddits, and it's just people who agree with you, and you don't have to worry about ever being confronted by somebody who has a problem with what you're saying or is going to disagree with you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter your kids tell you you're wrong. It doesn't matter that your wife says that you're wrong. It doesn't matter that you know, you watch the news and it looks wrong, because guess what? Agreewithme.com says right. that you're 100% right,
right,
and you don't need to change anything about yourself.
Right. Yeah. Confirmation bias. Is that what that's called?
Confirmation bias.
You'll have an opinion and you'll find the evidence, weak as it is, to back up your opinion.
Like, one of my favorite shows of all time is All in the Family. Uh-huh. And it's Archie Bunker versus the world. Like, everybody realizes Archie's an idiot. Everybody's telling him he's an idiot. He's just a stubborn guy. But what made him a singular character in that respect is because most people back down and he didn't. And nowadays, Archie would just be on Facebook all day.
Right.
He wouldn't be talking. He wouldn't be arguing with Mike about anything.
Right.
He wouldn't be talking to Gloria. He would just be on his little subgroups on Facebook, plugging away about, you know, the Hispanic guy that he works with and stuff. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Jenny in OP. Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to say there are too many businesses that require the cell phone to get away from it. You miss coupons. You need it for picking up your kids from school. Doctors filling out paperwork. It's everywhere. I can't get away from the phone. It's required. I even have a landline, and it is required that I have the cell phone to complete actions with businesses.
Yeah.
They don't provide you like a work cell phone, so that way then you can turn it off when you're done?
Yeah, I don't have a work cell phone. Just stay home, mom.
And you know what's frustrating is, it used to be if you were using the internet, if you had to go on a website or something for something, the browser version was always better.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of changed now where, nope, they've made it so the app version is better. And it's almost impossible to use certain, especially with social media.
Yeah.
There's some functions that just won't work on the browser that'll work on the app. So it's getting it. So it's forcing you to use the app, which also sucks. So is there any way you see yourself getting rid of it, Jenny?
I would love to. I would put it down this minute if I could.
Yeah.
But I don't see any way without making everyone around me upset.
Yeah. Jenny, thanks for calling. And this, the funny thing is study after study will say that most people don't want to be on their phones as much as we are.
Then
they don't want
to
use them as because it's addictive. Most people didn't want to go to talk to any drunk. They don't want to keep drinking. Talk to anybody who smokes and be like, yeah, I'd like to cut down.
And I got to tell you, like, then we question, why can't we get our kids to go outside and play? Listen to us.
Yeah.
You know, we have the same problem.
Well, it's also exactly right. We're setting a bad example.
We are a horrible example. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Henry yells at me all the time. Like, I'll be sitting there watching TV, but like during commercial break, look at something on my phone and I'll be like, you're not even watching. Why can't I get to watch what I want to watch? Like, because you're just going to sit there on your phone the whole time. You're not going to watch anything. Mm-hmm. You're on your phone now. It's in a commercial break. But he's right. I'm setting a bad example. I don't know how to avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, we are the problem. Don't expect your kids to go outside and play and get off their screens if
honestly,
we can't.
Is there any way we could just reset all this? Like, maybe Y2K should have happened.
That's what I mean. Remember when we were afraid we weren't going to be able to get money out of the ATM
right.
when it turned to 2000?
If we had to restart it by now, by 2025, mm-hmm. we would be fine.
You know? Oh, yeah.
We would have figured it out. We'd be better. We'd be better off. If we had to restart all the technology, we should have just let it happen. Why did we fix it?
We didn't need smartphones. That's where it went downhill. It was okay to have them to like text each other and stuff. Cause at least then if I get a flat tire, whatever, I didn't need this device
need
to do everything.
Yeah, I agree. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
A couple of quick notes about tomorrow. It is election day
mm-hmm.
For a lot of places, but a couple things in particular, we're going to be watching. One is in Jackson County and it's about whether, to decide that the assessor's role should go from being, right now, it's an appointed job, and the question on tomorrow's ballot would change the city charter to make it an elected position instead. It asks, should the Jackson County assessor be an appointed role by the people of the county? Yes or no? And so
what difference does it make if it's elected or not?
If it is elected, if it is an appointed role, and it's interesting, I don't know which way this is going to go, because you would think if it's an appointed role, then you can fire that person more easily.
Right.
The problem is that Frank White didn't. If it's an elected position, then every 4 years, or however many years, then you can get him out of there.
I guess there's the idea would be if it's elected, there's less chance of it there being grift, where it's
perhaps
just, you know, making it more appealing to the county executive to use them for their tax assessments.
And
because the same company screwed them up twice.
Yes.
That's the reason property taxes went up so high in Jackson County. The same company
Tyler Technologies was used twice. And I would assume that if it's elected, that means that the county executive can't just appoint a bestie.
Right.
In that job. It's got to be some. Now, the problem with it being an elected position is that not that many people are qualified to be assessor.
Yeah.
And what if no one qualified runs for the job? Then what?
Well, it seems like if you are qualified, it's a good job. It's a cushy job.
Yeah.
It'd be an easy one to get.
Yeah.
Right? So how many people are going to run for that position?
How many people would have thought a former Major League Baseball player? Anyway.
Yeah.
And then in Independence, they will do the 4-day school week question tomorrow. Remember, they have to, because of the weird law that lawmakers passed a few years ago, has to go up for a public vote every 10 years, even if you already had this in place. And so a majority no vote takes the district back to a 5-day schedule starting in August of next year.
But remember, Mayor Q wants you to vote no on it. So.
But then he kind of had, a lot of people talk to me. Yeah. Mayor Q doesn't live in Independence. Don't listen to what he says.
I'll tell you, somebody who lives in Overland Park, I don't care what you do, Independence.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Make it 3 days a week. I don't care.
Every metric has shown that it was a good decision. Mm. Every quantitative metric that we can look at, teacher applications were up 360%. Test scores were up. I mean, all the quantitative stuff improved. But
the only negatives are for the kids on the margins. It's worse because then they don't have school every day. They don't necessarily have food every day. It's crappy to say, well, you know, that's a minority of kids, but that's the facts. Wouldn't you, if you're faced with this situation, you want to make things better for the majority of kids and then try your best to help the kids that are on the margins?
I think they do like food packs, but you're right. I mean, kids being in school is a good thing versus just being at home sometimes.
There you go. So we're out of here. Dana and Parks is up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Love you guys. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.